A few years ago, there was a popular song entitled, "I Am Glad There Is You." There was a line in that song that went like this. In this world of overrated pleasures and underrated treasures, I am glad there is you. Now that line really does describe our world and us so accurately. Isn't that what we do so much of the time? Overrate our pleasures and underrate our treasures. The man who goes on a weekend fling, knowing that he could lose his wife's trust, his children's respect, what is he doing? He is risking a treasure on a pleasure, underrating one and overrating the other. Perhaps we may not be guilty of that specific thing, but there are so many ways in which we all can and do make that mistake. Now, Jesus is well aware of this tendency in us human beings, and that's what he talked about in the two parables today. One about a man who found a buried treasure, the other man who found a valuable pearl. And each man sold all that he had so that he could purchase this new discovery. In the stories, Jesus was driving home some lessons about life today. The things in life that really do matter most, if only we begin to recognize that. Now, first of all, these parables suggest that the true, real treasures of life are usually found in the pursuit of our ordinary daily duties and routine. That fellow who found the buried treasure, I doubt that he was some kind of a dreamer with a pirate's map, flitting about from place to place, trying to hope strike rich. We're not told this, but I'm almost certain that he must have been a farmhand, plowing a field in the springtime, just doing the things that he'd been hired to do, when suddenly there was a clank of steel on steel. The plow had hit something and he pushed aside the dirt, and there it was. In the ordinary pursuit of his daily duties, he had found in the field a buried treasure. Now we know for sure that the man who found the really valuable pearl was a merchant. It's clear that buying and selling was his business all day long, and he spent his time doing that, looking for fine pearls. And then one day, while he was doing the very same thing he had done every day for a long time, it happened. He did find a really valuable pearl, more beautiful than anything he had ever seen in his life. Now, had he not been doing his job, the probability is he would never have found it. I think our Lord is telling us that the true treasures of our life today are usually discovered by the very people who devote themselves day in and day out faithfully to their ordinary, everyday responsibilities and duties, as boring as they sometimes might become. Of course, I'm sure that most of you do not believe that. We keep thinking most of the time that the real treasure is out there somewhere. That if we were not so tied down to this boring job, if we were not so saddled with our family responsibilities, then at least we could go out and look for what we really want. Edna St. Vincent Millay wrote some lines that capture that very familiar mood. She said, "Life goes on forever like the gnawing of a mouse, and tomorrow, there is this same little street, this same little house." Don't you sometimes feel that way? The same old job, the same old street, the same old house, the same old people, the same old responsibilities. We think, surely, the real life that I want is out there somewhere else, and I'm missing all of it. I can't even go out and look for it, because I'm stuck right here where nothing interesting ever happens. Now, if you or I ever find the true treasure of life, in all probability, it will happen right where we live and where we work. If we don't find it there, it's very likely that we will never find it anywhere, because we wouldn't recognize it even if we saw it. Now, the second thing about the two stories today is that the real treasure of our life will usually come to us as a big surprise. We will be surprised where and when we find those treasures, and surprised at what they are. Now, remember that Jesus defined true treasure as the reign of God. But we should not begin to think, then, of something that is high-flown, mystical, or far removed from reality. Our Lord discovered this reign of God in some rather ordinary people and in ordinary things. True treasure carries this element of surprise. You're looking for something big, you'll find your treasure in something small. You think it's far away, you will discover that it's near at hand all the while. A man or woman spends his days doing his job, paying his bills, loving his wife, playing with his children, supporting his church, especially, befriending his neighbors. He doesn't think much about any of these ordinary things. He's just living his life day in and day out. And then one day it occurs to him that he is loved, trusted, respected, depended upon. Suddenly he realizes that he truly is a rich man, and he did not even know. He has found the true, real treasure of life right there in his own backyard. The same thing happens to the wife and the mother and to young people as well. Whether single or married, young or old, whenever we find the real, true treasures of our life, we are usually surprised at what they are and where we find them. And we discover, in the long run, that these true treasures that mean something to us are almost always very, very costly. Not in terms of money, but in terms of self. In the two parable stories, remember that both men sold all that they had in order to buy the very thing that they wanted most. Now, remember that Jesus is speaking figuratively. The really valuable things in our life cannot be bought with any amount of money. Those treasures are able to be ours only if we are willing to invest. Invest a part of ourselves in the purchase of those treasures. Think of a college education. How much does that cost? If we are thinking of money, we could put an almost exact price tag on it. But we're not talking about money. All the money in the world cannot buy a real education. The only thing that can is toil and time and sweat. The student who is unwilling to pay that price will never have that treasure of an education. What is it that you want in life? A strong character that can stand against all the storms that come your way? A good home where you will always find love waiting for you? Friends who would trust you with anything they have? A clear conscience that allows you to rest easy at night because it isn't afraid of discovery? Are these the things that you want from your life? If so, they are costly treasures. No amount of money could ever buy a single one of them. They can be purchased only with the days of your life. You must invest yourself in them. That is how it is with true treasures. They are never cheap. Otherwise, they would not be treasures.
Let us pray. With trust in God's gracious word, let us offer our prayer in confidence. That the word of God may take root in our hearts, we pray to the Lord.